What the heck, and welcome back to A Waste of Time, the podcast, everyone. My name is Jordan. I am your handsome host, but guess what? You'll actually never know because this is an audio ear experience. So you'll never actually know what I look like, and you have to judge me on my voice alone, which is more about my personality. So for those people that say, don't judge a book by its cover, well, guess what? Judge a podcast by its personality. And that's, is that a thing? Podcast personality, that's alliteration. If that's not a thing, we're going to make that straight up t-shirts. Don't judge. Okay, I got to move on because I know I'm going to go down the tangent here and we have a packed show. If you are just tuning in, or the only reason you're actually listening to this is probably because of the title of the podcast, which is some massive clickbait that I haven't yet decided on. I am going to probably talk about my virginity in this podcast, so I'll probably clickbait it like that. And I've just realized the only way you can get people to listen to podcasts is if there's something just way too enticing in the title, as that's the only thing people go off. So if I've catfished you into this podcast with a title or clickbait or something like that, I am sorry, but I hope that I can catfish you in a good way where I am going on a date with you and my Tinder profile looks really, like, I look really good on my Tinder profile, but guess what? In real life, I look even better. What? How is that even possible? Yeah, that's right. Catfishing doesn't just work one way. It works both ways. And I'm hoping that the content and the laughs that you're going to get on this podcast are going to be of the good kind. Oh, and if you haven't noticed, this is actually an E for explicit podcast. That's because there is going to be a little bit of swearing in this podcast. I am a good Christian boy, so it's not going to be me swearing, but we do have a little bit of a heated audio message that's going to come up later, and I just wanted to let you guys know because obviously you're going to think that I'm swearing in this podcast. It's not me. Although I have nothing against swearing, it's just not me today. It might be me. I might drop a fat F-bomb later in the week or later in the year, but right now, it's not me. That will come up later. I just wanted to say that in case there were some kids that didn't want to hear swearing, or parents that, I don't know. I mean, who cares about swearing these days anyway? Before we get into the juicy topic of this podcast, I want to chat to you guys about a bit of feedback that I've received over the last month of the podcast, because as you know, it's episode 4 and I've been doing one a week. So you add that together and that's a month, baby. That's the longest thing I have committed to in a very long time. And yeah, well, I mean, we'll probably talk about my commitment issues later, but be proud. I'm going to give myself a pat on the back, as that is a massive accomplishment for me. I have to thank you guys as well, because we have had an overwhelming amount of positive feedback for this, me just verbally diarrhea-ing your ears with whatever comes into my brain. There has been a couple technical feedback where people are saying, hey, you should probably invest in better audio gear because, you know, with a podcast, apparently with a podcast, your ears need to have the most pristine studio version of audio that money can buy. Like, I can't, I'm just talking into my camera right now, okay? I just talked to my camera mic and that is as good as it's gonna get, especially because I'm gonna be traveling a lot. I can't carry a studio with me. So I'm sorry if this audio is not up to your ear standards. I didn't know that all of you guys had royal ear standards, but for those that have conquered through and pushed through the bad audio to have good hearty humor and chats with your boy Jordan, I appreciate you. So without further ado, let's get straight into my favorite segment on the podcast, which is things that Jordan has been annoyed at online. So here's the thing. I've been getting really into TikTok, like crazy into TikTok the last 6 weeks, and I've just amassed like 250,000 followers on the platform in the last, well, this year, which is like 6 weeks old. So that's a lot of followers at such a small time. And you know what? That's a freaking achievement. So I'm obviously sitting here going, congratulations to myself for 100K. Congratulations to myself for 200,000 followers. And then I'm seeing other people celebrating 200,000 followers or 100, like a milestone, a social media sort of follower milestone. And don't get me wrong, I love celebrating these milestones. I think it's awesome. I think it's a huge accomplishment. You should definitely celebrate it. But every single Instagrammer celebrates these milestones the exact same way. Well, at least this is what I've seen. They start with trying to be humble about the whole thing and trying to tell people that they just don't really care and it's not about the numbers. So they'll be like, hey guys, so I've just hit 100,000 followers on Instagram. Now, I know it's not about the numbers and I actually don't care about the number, but then they proceed to dedicate a whole post and a couple Instagram stories to the fact that they got the number. You can't say one thing and then completely do the other. Hey guys, so I'm actually vegetarian. I'm not going to eat any meat anymore. Next Instagram story, smashes steak. Like, so that's what I've seen so often. And I think it's because of this trend of, you know, we're not allowed to wrap ourselves or our identity up in the fact that we got a certain number or hit some sort of like social media goal, because you look vain and you look like, look at me, I love the number. And you don't want people to have that impression. But at the same time, you're trying to celebrate it. But it doesn't come, well, to me anyway, it doesn't come off that way. It's just like, hey guys, I don't care about the number, but guess what? I got 100,000, let's celebrate it, let's have a party. And I got dedicated balloons blown up that say 100K for my post. So it's a tough one. It's a tough one. I would just say, guys, own the number. Own that you just love social media and you love getting followers. That guilt. Just own it. Own it like I had to this week. Unfortunately, sometimes with social media, there is a responsibility. You have more of a voice and people expect you to be better than the average human or something. I don't know. But I tell you right now, I am not better than the average human and I messed up this week. So let's dive into that story right now. Basically, this week I've been doing a lot of highlight videos on TikTok, like top three things to see in Europe, top three things to see in Canada, those sort of fun videos. And I kept getting requests for Serbia, so I thought, you know what, I'll do one on Serbia. Top three things to do in Serbia, which included a couple things to do in the capital city. And then I actually said you should go visit Kosovo. The main city in Kosovo, which is Pristina, to be completely accurate. So I didn't know how crazy political and crazy sort of tense the situation still is there. But basically, the Serbians got at me on TikTok and said that, oh, not the Serbians, sorry. The Albanians, there's a massive tension between Albania, Kosovo, and Serbia because Kosovo gained independence in 2008 and Serbians still see Kosovo as part of their country, where the rest of the world sees Kosovo as its independent country and Albania ties into it somehow. But basically, I put them in the same video. I didn't actually mean to reference Kosovo as a part of Serbia, but a lot of people took it that way. And I got some flippin' crazy messages from, I guess, Kosovians? I don't know what they are. Kosovidians? I don't know. Or Albanians. A lot of people were sending me death threats. And one of the guys actually sent me an audio death threat, which I thought was it's a bit of distaste in my mouth. It's a bit sour. And as someone that sees themselves a pretty decent, likable dude, I would say I'm average likableness, like, you know. But unfortunately, social media, and it doesn't really matter what you do online, you are going to get hate for it. I do consider what I did a mistake because I actually looked into the history and wow, I don't want to even dive into that. It's so political and it's so just, gross. And yeah, I was way too ignorant to the whole conversation, the whole social and political dynamics around those countries. But here is the message I received this week that sort of like lifted my spirits with positivity and kindness.
Hello, you fucking son of a bitch. I hope your mom will die. In your TikTok, where you're reviewing Serbia, you put Pristina. Pristina is from Kosovo, you fucking bitch. I hope you die, you fucking son of a bitch. Fuck you and you asshole. You fucking bastard. Fuck you. I hope you die, you bitch. Kosovo isn't Serbia. Fuck you.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I know I made a mistake. But Oh my goodness, that was just. Oh, we gotta listen. I gotta listen to this one more time because it's too good.
In your TikTok, where you're reviewing Serbia, you put Pristina. Pristina is from Kosovo, you fucking bitch. I hope you die, you fucking son of a bitch. Fuck you and you asshole, you fucking bastard. Fuck you, I hope you die, you bitch.
Oh, I can't take it seriously. Oh my, this is gonna be my issue in a relationship. When we ever get into a fight, if I ever get into a fight with whoever, like, I just can't take it seriously, and I'm just gonna start laughing, and they're gonna be like, "What the heck, you friggin' freak?" And I'm gonna say, "Ah." Anyway, there's just a little reminder that social media is a wonderful, wonderful place full of daisies and rainbows, and that we can all just have a great time on this app. Because I feel like it's so much harder to offend people on this podcast. I mean, I can try if you want. Like, there are only two genders. Oh, even that, I mean, even that hurts. I'm taking it back. There's as many genders as you want. I just can't do it. I'm going to be a political goddess. I'm sorry for all the Canadians that are listening that I probably offended you with that last joke. Oh, now I stereotyped Canadians. I didn't mean it, Canadians. I meant Canada and the whole rest of the world. And obviously, you know that a lot of this podcast is sarcasm, something that Americans won't understand because they don't understand sarcasm. Oh, no, now I just offended Americans. Oh, I stereotyped Americans, and now a lot of Americans are probably upset with me. Ah, this is why we shouldn't have opinions online. Jordan, this is your issue. Actually, speaking about opinions online, let's shuffle the conversation up a bit and talk about passions. So, especially on social media, in the world that I am, everyone seems to be super passionate about, you know, being plastic free and saving the earth and the animals that are dying. And I'm not saying that these are amazing causes, these are amazing things, but that's right, I just said but. But is never a good way to start a conversation. But is it bad that I'm just not on that level of passion? Everyone seems to be so passionate about, like, I wish I could transfer my passion and be more passionate about the plastic situation and about the global whatever crisis, but it's just not what I'm passionate about. Now, I'm still going to try my best with the whole situation with plastic. We shouldn't be using single-use plastic and all that stuff, but I said but again. Wow, but is really a bad word. I feel like we are overexposed, or especially me, I'm overexposed to it, so it makes me sort of like almost reluctant against it. And I came up with this thing from seeing comments this week. I call this thing the Notre Dame Theory, and this theory is how you can find what you're really passionate about in life, which is a great thing. Everyone wants to find out what they're passionate about in real life. And it works like this. Go somewhere online that is fundraising money for a certain cause. It could be the koalas, it could be the turtles, and have a look at the top comment. I guarantee you, the top comment will be, "I can't believe that we can fundraise $1 billion for an old burning church," referencing the Notre Dame, "and we can't even fundraise $10,000 to save the plastic straws from the turtles." That is a comment I have seen way too many times. And my natural response to that comment is, "I can't believe you want to fundraise $10,000 for turtles when there are children being trafficked." And it's hectic, you know? And then I just realized, wow, that's what I'm passionate about. I'm more passionate about humans and obviously sex trafficking, which is a hectic subject we're not going to go into right now, but I'm more passionate about this than I am plastic, which is fine, which is great. And that is how you figure it out. So next time you see this comment, or you can do it in your head right now, think of it, think of the comment, think of the reply, and think of what you're going to reply. You could say, "I can't believe that you want to care about, you know, sex trafficking when there are kids on the streets in your own town, when there are people on Pokemon Go that don't have strong enough internet." Whatever your passion is, that's how you figure it out. Because I'm just so over seeing these comments about the Notre Dame. First of all, it wasn't fundraised by, you know, crowdfunded. It was fundraised by like 5 mega billionaires, that French billionaires or whatever. So like, and they probably just put it on tax cut, right? I think it was like Louis Vuitton or something. They will just do it on a tax write-off. So whatever. So it's not even the same situation, but I am so over seeing these comments of people saying, well, I can't believe we can spend $1 billion on a church, but we don't care about blah, 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 blah. And if this does actually work for you, if you just did this process and it works for you, send me a DM. Let me know what you're passionate about. I would love to hear. Because apparently I'm passionate about sex trafficking and kids that are being sold as slaves and stuff like that, which, you know, I haven't even dove into that situation in my life. I haven't even explored that, but apparently that's what I care about, which is great because now I can look into it more, right? All right, before we get into the crazy story about how I lost my virginity, I just want to talk about one more thing. I'm so sorry. I feel like this whole podcast is just me ranting, but I feel like today is especially ranting. But this one is all about why I don't like the New Zealand flag. Okay, I'm Aussie, I'm Australian, so obviously bear with me. And I know I've already had one jab at New Zealand. But guys, I was looking at the flag the other day and I realized if you don't know anything about Australia or New Zealand, we have this thing called the Southern Cross. It is a 5-star constellation that sits in the sky and it points south or something like that. So we have it on our Australian flag and New Zealand has it on their New Zealand flag. But guess what, guys? New Zealand doesn't have the right constellation. They took one of the stars out of the official constellation. So the constellation's 5 stars. They've only put 4 stars on their flag, which makes no sense at all. I don't understand it, and it just really frustrates me. Go Google it when you have the time, but you know what it is? I've realized recently New Zealand is just the cheaper sort of Chinese version of Australia. It's like Australia is the iPhone and New Zealand is like the fake iPhone that you buy from eBay that the Apple logo is like a complete Apple without a bite in it or something, and none of the apps work, and it's just glitchy malware, and it just doesn't work. That's what it feels like. Like, New Zealand, change your flipping flag, put the whole constellation on there. You see, the thing is, New Zealand Kiwis, if you haven't listened to my first episode, Kiwis, they always complain because they all get left out on maps. They always get left out on the world map or like some section of a map, which is, I find, completely hilarious, by the way, the fact that a whole country would just be left off. But how can you expect us to take you seriously when you can't even get a constellation correct? These are things we learn in like year two. So that's my little pitch to New Zealand. If you want to be taken seriously in life, get your act together and then we can have a serious conversation where I will not laugh, okay? We'll have an open discussion and we'll take it from there. Phew, I just had to get that off my chest. Wow, I feel like this podcast is just my therapy. That's what it is. It's just really cheap therapy. So it's great for me, but I don't know how enjoyable it is for you guys on the other end. Oh, your lives must really suck if you've gone through all other forms of audio and now you're onto this podcast. I did have a bunch of other stuff I wanted to talk about, but I feel like this podcast is already dragging on, and I know I've had requests for a bunch of people to say, like, oh, you should do an hour podcast or a 2-hour podcast, but I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I'm quite insecure about that because I think the most I could probably push out is 20 minutes of somewhat semi-entertaining before it just gets, you know, a bunch of just blah, 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 like he's just talking about absolute garbage. Saying that, though, I am traveling to Japan on Friday, so next week's podcast is going to be from Japan. I'll be on my travels, so that actually could be quite interesting. I'll be traveling with a couple cool people. I might even bring my first guest onto the podcast. But before we go, I'll tell you about my virginity story. Just like my other couchsurfing experiences and my travel experiences, this one doesn't disappoint. Well, it actually does disappoint if you are the female in the story, because, well, let me start from the beginning, and that is, non-existent, guys. It's absolutely non-existent. Just crickets. You can just hear crickets because it is just completely non-existent. That's right, your boy Jordan is 26 years old and I am that fresh meat, absolute virginity kid, Christian, staying strong until I find the one I love. So there you go. There you go, guys. I mean, I already thought it was pretty obvious. Just look at me. I look like such a virgin. Man. But, you know, you'd think like 5 years of traveling and backpacking that your boy would have caved somewhere along the lines. But you know what? No, I'm staying strong until I find the one I love. I believe in one partner. Is that a big problem, guys? I don't think so. And if it is, you know what? I don't even feel shame. Okay, I feel a little bit of shame. No, I don't feel any shame. I'm super open with this sort of stuff. Are you impressed? Are you impressed that I can get to 20? Are you impressed that a guy that looks like me with this perfect money-making face and this absolute killer of a personality, you know, blonde hair, blue eyes, tan skin from Australia, surfer kid without the surfing ability, are you impressed that he could dodge all of the females through 26 years of life and still hold on to his virginity? Because you know what? That is, okay, it's not that hard when you have a face like mine, but I can imagine it's an accomplishment. Is it not an accomplishment? A lot of you guys are going, Jordan, you need to either shut up or you need to get laid right now. But I'm just gonna let you guys know that that's not happening anytime soon. Unless I go on The Bachelor, in that case, I'm going to be a complete man whore and just lap it up, and just because I live for the drama. But apart from that, there's the story. There it is. Whew, I feel like a big burden's off my back. Wow. And how disappointing was that? You all clicked on this podcast because I had the clickbait title and you just got like 20 minutes of absolute garbage. You must feel ripped off. But you can't feel ripped off because guess what? This podcast is called A Waste of Time, and so you've had plenty of warning, and it's also free. So there's no monetary ripping off, and you already knew when you started this podcast that it was a waste of time. So, sucker. And I think I'm just going to leave the podcast there on that story, because I know that story was a bit of a letdown, just like my first time is going to be. But if you did enjoy it, the best way this podcast is spread is through word of mouth, and I would super appreciate if that's what you did. So either tag me an Instagram story or just download it a bunch of times on a bunch of people's phones unsuspectingly and make sure you subscribe. I mean, I don't care at all about the subscriptions, and the numbers don't actually mean anything to me. And my self-identity is not wrapped up in comments or likes or podcast views or listens at all. I mean, if I do get less than average podcast listens, I mean, I am going to be mildly depressed for the next week or two, but it doesn't affect me. I mean, it's just whatever. But seriously, please share the podcast. And that is it. All right, we're out, and I will see you guys in the next one. Have a great week. See you in Japan.